Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we've weathered some serious concerns about our health, certainly over the last 18 months or so. And, you know, as we enter into fall, we can't ignore that there's still cold and flu season. And so it's really important this time of year to really support our immune system. Our immune system needs some extra love right now. So one concern certainly that we've been experiencing over the last, 18 months is, you know, we've really been spending a lot of time sanitizing everything. And there's some research that suggests that when we expose our bodies to a lot of antibacterial, antiviral agents, it actually can weaken our immune system. And certainly we see, exposure to microbes, bacteria, parasites, and viruses, especially at a young age, really helps to build our immune system. So the question is, by getting all these exposure to all these chemicals, has it really caused issues to our immune system? So one of the things we really want to focus on with my patients is supporting the immune system. One of the things I've been focusing on with patients is, you know, the importance of reducing our stress, because the emotions that we've been experiencing over the last 18 months really have a profound impact on our immune system. In particular, for our seniors, loneliness can really lower our resistance. And actually, one study found that loneliness can actually trigger cellular changes that reduces our immunity as much as other physical risks, things like obesity, for example. So stress can really reduce our immune system as well, and particularly chronic stress can alter our immune system. So a couple of things I really want to mention about how to support our immune system. The kind of strategies that I usually focus on with patients are things like focusing on fiber. A diet-rich fiber food diet really encourages the development and maintenance of gut microbiome, which actually stimulates our immune cells. Sometimes I prescribe probiotics, for example, or even focus on probiotics in food to really help contribute to our gut bacteria. I really focus on limiting sugar, because that can reducing sugar can lower our risk of type 2 diabetes and obesity, both of which can weaken our immune system. I really like to focus on healthy fats and really focus on exercise, staying rested, and if necessary, certain supplements can also be used to help increase and really support our immune system. So if people are interested and want a little bit more information about how to support their immune system, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And that information is on my website, marilyns.ca, 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation by phone or in person. All you have to do is speak to Dr. Betty, and you'll learn how to support your immune system. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.